Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care Podcast. And this is podcast number 4. Before we start, let me invite you to please subscribe to my podcast. There's going to be a lot of great RVing topics and subjects coming up soon, along with interviews as well. So be sure you subscribe and don't miss any of it. All right, now let's get along to our topic for today's podcast. And that is, how do you go about making money while traveling in an RV? Now, this is a huge topic, great interest in this particular topic. And the good news is really that there's never been as many opportunities to be able to work and travel full-time or part-time in your RV as there are today. That's the great news. And that's because of modern technology, generally speaking. So let's go ahead and talk about the options that we have for working as we travel. And the first section, I'm going to talk about online work, because I know what the dream is. A lot of folks have a dream that they have in their mind about what it's going to be like when they travel in their RV, that by working online, they can just take their laptop and sit in their comfy chair by the campfire and make money online while they're traveling from campground to campground across the U.S. on a never-ending vacation. Well, that sounds great, doesn't it? I'm sorry to say that is very rare that something like that happens. The reality is working online can be very challenging. So let's talk about the options that we had there. First of all, let's talk about freelancing. And what is freelancing anyway? Well, it's generally offering your services that you can provide for others on a short-term basis, and you offer it to one person after the next. So there are things that you can do, like being a virtual assistant, maybe helping with web design. You know, if you know how to build web pages or websites, that's a great thing to freelance. Or if you have experience as a programmer and you can code, well, that's a real opportunity for freelancing there. You see, all of these things are more or less things that relate to technology and therefore don't require any physical location to be able to perform. And you can find work online for that. There's a couple of websites I want to mention. One is Upwork.com. The other is Fiverr.com. Remember, there's two R's in Fiverr. And on both of these sites, you can go and advertise your abilities and your skills and then get jobs that are performed as a freelancer. So this is one way to make money online. Now, the next way that we can be online making money is by remote work. And now we're more or less talking about working for a company somewhere, and they don't require for you to actually be in a location. They don't ask you to come in to work. You can actually just connect in through the internet. Well, if you can work remotely at home, there's a very good chance that you can take that work on the road as well. Now, both of the things that we've just talked about so far, freelancing and remote work, they're going to require that you have a good internet connection as you travel. And that may sound pretty easy to do, but let me tell you from experience, it's one of the bigger challenges that RVers face is how to maintain a really good internet connection no matter where you go. But you're going to have to do that because you can't be out of connection with the people that you're working for. All right, let's move on to the next thing you could do online. And that is, you could start a business that sells things online. You could use websites like Etsy or eBay or Amazon and sell things. Now, there is a little bit of a drawback here because to sell things, you have to have inventory. And as you know, traveling with your RV, you've got to keep your weight and your space to a minimum. You know, the things that you carry with you have to be kept in small spaces. So inventory can be a little bit of an issue. You need to choose things that won't take up a lot of space and won't weigh an awful lot. But you could still sell online. And then you have to figure out a way to ship them as you're going across the country too. Now, with Amazon, you can do something called FBA, or Fulfilled by Amazon. And that means that you send whatever you had to them, and when the person buys it, then it's shipped from Amazon. It's fulfilled by them. So that's a way you could do it. But the whole idea is that you need to have some product or thing that you sell, and then you need to have a platform to sell it on and a way to fulfill those sales. All right, now the next thing that you could do online is you could make YouTube videos like yours truly. You could maybe make a blog like I do and so on. And you know, that's what a lot of people, again, they kind of had that in their mind. Hey, you know what we'll do? We'll go on YouTube, we'll head across the country, we'll have all these fabulous adventures, and we'll make videos about it, and we'll blog about it, and people are going to just follow us like crazy. Well, that is a really nice idea, but in practical reality, it doesn't happen as easily as it may sound. Yes, you can do those things, and yes, there are those who get great results in short periods of time. I mean, I've seen some YouTube channels that just explode, and they have 100,000 or more subscribers in a matter of just a few months. But let me caution you, that is not the norm at all. Instead, YouTubing and blogging is a long, slow slog in most cases with most people. And I'm talking from experience. I never expected my YouTube videos or my website to just blow up into popularity right off the bat. It's more of a long-term type of thing that you're planning out. So as long as you go into it with that mindset, then yes, it is a viable way to make money, but expect to be very patient and expect it to take some time before you're really being supported by it. Now, all the things that we've talked about so far, or most of them, we're talking about working for yourself. It's not the case with when you're doing remote work, but these other things, yes, you're working for yourself. Now, let me interject something here. If you haven't been self-employed before or just worked for yourself, there's a whole other facet to this thing that you need to learn about and work on. And that is, when you are working for yourself, you are now responsible for the accounting of what's going on with your business. All the money you take in, all the money you put out, you got to keep a track on all of that. And either you become the accountant, or you need to pay someone to do that for you. It's an expense then. Not only accounting do you need to learn, you also need to learn taxes, because taxes aren't going to be simple anymore. You know, if you work for someone else, it's very simple to fill out your taxes at the end of the year. When you're self-employed, there's a whole other thing to taxes. And then you need to learn about things like insurance and licenses and so on. Not trying to discourage you, not trying to be a Dwayne the Downer on this, but I am trying to give you the reality. So before you look into having your own business online or anywhere else, think about what I've just told you and make sure you're looking into these other auxiliary parts that go along with being self-employed. And that way you're preparing well, not just for the business itself, but all that goes with it. Okay, now we've talked about online ways of making money. Let's talk about offline work. And offline work is something that there's a lot of people that hesitate from that. But the reality is, you're probably more likely to get that kind of work on a consistent basis than online work, at least to start with. And let's start with our first option, that is work camping. And what is work camping anyway? Well, it's kind of a catch-all term, and it applies to essentially as you go across the country working for short stints for others as you travel. Now, for instance, an example might be doing jobs in campgrounds, becoming part of the campground staff. There's a big demand for that. So that's something you can do. On the other hand, you could work at amusement parks. That's another thing. It tends to be seasonal work, but it is work that can be done offline. You could go to work during the harvest seasons, like the beet harvest. That's a very popular one for a lot of RVers. They get paid really well for a short period of time. Amazon during the holiday season, that's another one, and so on. But actually, there are lots of temporary ways to make money as you go across the country. Just you need to kind of familiarize yourself with the options that are out there, the websites where you can find that kind of work, and then really put in the work that's needed to find that kind of work. All right, now the next way that you could work offline is that, you can sell things, but instead of just selling them online, you could sell them offline. For instance, you could go to small craft fairs, festivals, farmers markets. You know, you get the idea. You've seen those folks. They're selling their wares. Well, they do make money. If you get the right products, you promote it the right way, and you're in the right places, well, then you can make money. So that's another way to do it. You could even combine that with online advertising or selling as well. So it is a way to make money. Now, let's move on to two more ways of making money offline while you are RVing that, in my opinion, is a little underutilized. The next one is to become a certified RV inspector, like me. And yes, the organization that usually does that is NRVIA. And you can go to their school, and you can take the classes. You'll learn all about how to inspect RVs, and they'll certify you, and then you're off to the races. This is especially good for married people, in my opinion. It works great for us because my wife, Sherry, can do the inspection of the inside of the coach while I'm working on the outside, and then whoever gets done first can help the other one. So it works very well for a married couple because you're actually getting two people working at the same time. So it cuts down your time on the inspection in half. And that's really, really good. Now, the only thing I'll say about the inspection process is it's a great job as you travel because as you go across the country, the NRVIA gets requests for inspections all the time. They note where you are in the country, and if a request comes in your area, then you'll get that, and you had the chance to get that job or that inspection. But don't expect that this is going to be a full-time income as you travel across the country. I'm just trying to be realistic with you here. Does that mean that there are no full-time RV inspectors? By no means. There are some that really do a lot of inspections every year, but they tend to be those that are in an area, they stay in an area, and they're in an area where there's a lot of RV activity. Places like Florida, places like Arizona, maybe Texas and California, very high traffic RV areas. And so they can stay there year round and make a full-time living on being RV inspectors. But in my opinion, when you're on the road and you're traveling, especially through these smaller states where RVing is not quite as popular as it is in others, well, then you're probably not going to get nearly as many requests for inspections there. At least that's been my experience. But on the flip side, we've gone all across this country. We have gotten inspections and requests almost everywhere we've gone. So that's very good news in that front. But now let's move along to the next way of making money offline. And this is the one that I think if you want to make a full-time living, it's very easy to do for almost anybody. And that is going beyond becoming an RV inspector and becoming an RV repair technician. Let me tell you, there is demand for this everywhere you go right now, especially. Now, the NRVIA certifies inspectors. The NRVTA certifies repair technicians. So you can go there. They'll teach you all about how to repair RVs. Yes, it costs money, but it's an investment into your future. Now, once you are certified, then wherever you travel, you can perform repairs on RVs. And I can tell you from my experience, I go into lots of campgrounds where there'll be one, maybe two or more RV repair techs in that campground. And from my observation, they seem to stay really busy. You know, you can put a little sign in the front of your RV or just the ones on your rig itself that says you're an RV repair tech, and you're going to have people come to you asking about problems they've got with their RV. I see a lot of these techs that spend a lot of time going from one RV to the next in the same campground. But there's also other ways to get jobs as you travel the country as a repair tech. There are websites where you can go and get leads from people that are looking for a repair tech in their area. Now, right now, since the whole RV industry is exploding, the repair tech industry is just out of sight. I think that you can pretty much set your schedule at this point. You can have as much work or as little work as you wish to have if you are an RV repair technician. There's so many new RVers out there, so many RVs that have gone on the road in the last few years that the work is there. And so if you are ready, you are prepared, you are certified, you can definitely make money doing that as you travel and make a really good full-time living doing so. All right. Now, what we've covered today is just a few of the methods. I can't go on and on because this video would just become way too long. But the things I've covered today are what I feel are some of the major ways that you can make money online as you're traveling in your RV. But here's a few pieces of advice. If you're starting a business, expect it to take time to build. Do not expect a business to just immediately hit and boom, you're going to be making all this money. I've started a lot of businesses in my life and had them become very successful. And there's a common feature from all of them. That is when you start them out, it's the hardest part is the starting part. And it's never easy in the early going. So understand that. And that leads to another point of advice. Economize as much as you possibly can when you are operating your own business on the road at the start. Yes, you're going to have ups and downs as your business begins. So economize. Try to cut back on your expenses as much as you possibly can. And that way, when you go into the lean times, they won't be nearly as difficult and hard to deal with. Here's another suggestion. Before you go on the road, you know, before you decide, okay, let's hit the road, get your business established first. Don't go out there and build your business. Get it off the ground while you're stationary. It'll be a lot easier that way. I did that myself, and I'm really happy that I did, and I see other people that have done that as well. And those that do, they focus on their business before they put it on the road. They seem to do so much better as a result of that. Now, read as much as you can on this subject. I mean, just become a voracious reader about ways to make money while traveling. Talk to others who have done it. Talk to RVers who are making money on the road. How did they do it? What are the suggestions that they can offer you? What are the things that they can tell you that you don't want to do? The mistakes they made, and learn from those. As a personal piece of advice, I feel like it's a great idea to have multiple streams of income as you're traveling in your RV. In other words, you don't rely on just one thing to make all your money, because if you put all your eggs in one basket, well, then the basket goes down, then you're in trouble. But if you have multiple streams of income, in other words, you're doing two or more different things to bring in money while you travel, then if something gets a little lean for a while, you're not just wiped out. You have something else that you can do that'll help make money in those times. So that's a personal recommendation from me. Also, as you go, if this is something you really want to do, then stay open to new ideas. You know, there's a lot of things out there that you're never going to find out about till you actually get out there and start doing it and meeting people and learning about new ways to do things. And you may find something better than what you have started out with to make money with. And if you do, well, then that's something you can begin to decide. Do I want to make the switch now, or do I want to keep doing what I'm doing? But the point is, don't be closed-minded. Be open-minded and open to new ideas as you go. You never know what you may learn about how to make money on the road. Well, I hope what I've covered so far today has been helpful for you. I tried to share the honest viewpoint and assessment about how to make money and ways that you can do that. And I hope I've given you some ideas, at least, that will help you think more about making preparations for life while traveling in an RV. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.